Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello wrestling fans and welcome to another edition of The Sleepwear. I am Andy Glon, and with me as always, because he's gone back home, is Sam Brooks.
Do you feel safe?
Yes.
Do you feel secure?
Yes.
Now that there's no one here to scare you when you come out the bathroom at night. And there's no one here to hide the belt from you multiple times. The toy from you multiple times.
It's not a toy. It's the Super City Hall Championship that's now gone to Bristol and then London. And then probably Italy or somewhere else. I don't know. He's going on a world tour now for some fucking reason. Even though it's the Super City Hall Championship. And it's supposed to be here. But whatever. I don't make the rules.
You made up the idea. Why don't you make the rules?
Because Liam made up the rules. And I swear there was a rule saying if you left the house, the title was vacated. Like, you know, if you're not permanently here. So what an ass hat.
What happened the last time that Janie won this toy?
The belt was here the whole time. Maybe it's still here!
Maybe you should actually look this time instead of thinking that your toy has gone walkabout.
I shall do that. But not now. Right now we have to do a show because we have to read the comments.
We do. Thanks for remembering that first, dickhead. The last time, it was you, me, and Keelan. We borrowed chairs from your dusty cupboard under the stairs. And we talked about many a different thing. Bray Wyatt having an affair. Kurt Angle facing Triple H at WrestleMania. Tons of things that I can't remember because the heat has affected my memory. But
was that a week ago?
That was.
Jesus, that's gone fast.
Mm-hmm. Voidstorm says, so what you're saying is, JoJo has been going on some bizarre adventures with Bray. Huh? Huh? Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. I'll see myself
wink,
out.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
No. I feel like that reference is lost on you.
Bizarre adventures? You mean like...
with JoJo.
The eater of something else.
What you guys think about the rumor that Joe Lesnar might not be a one-and-done if the crowd reception is amazing as it has been? I'm all for more Joe versus Lesnar matches if it's as good as the Bree feud has been.
This should have been the Goldberg-Lesnar feud.
This should have been the Goldberg and Lesnar feud.
Yes. Joe destroys Lesnar. Joe destroys Lesnar at the Rumble. Lesnar gets his win back. The end.
But no. It has to be a one and done, where Lesnar gets the win and the end.
What's the point in that?
To pad out time. Until Braun gets his shot.
Do you know what also pads out time? Long rivalries. Really long rivalries.
Yeah, but when one of the people isn't on TV, it's kind of difficult for Joe to just come out and do open mic night every week.
It's almost as if they shouldn't have put the belt on Brock or Goldberg.
Well, we're a bit late in the game for that to be a thing now. So now you just gotta give people to Brock until WrestleMania.
No. You just take the belt off Lesnar now. That's it. I don't want to see Roman versus Brock. Nobody does. There's not one person on our planet that wants to see that match. I don't care who you are. And the other thing as well is we've seen it 800 times in some other variation. So I don't want to see it.
We've seen it once.
And it was the worst thing ever.
It wasn't actually. It was actually an okay match.
It was okay, but
you're pulling shit out of your ass now, Andy.
The only bit that people remember is the cash in, and that's it.
No, I remember the actually decent match before that. But no, everybody hates it, right? And we've seen it 500 times, right? If by 500 you mean exactly one. What's the point, right? No, it's not as if they could put on an actual good match again. You're just upset that Reigns is going to win again, and you'll be like, I don't want to watch it anymore, and then you will continue to do so, week in and week out, as you have been doing for the past couple of years now. Isn't that right, Andy?
Maybe this time I will give up.
Said the addict. Nevertheless, there have actually been some rumors regarding WrestleMania 34's supposed main event. We never know what the main event is going to be anymore, but the marquee match, let's say. There have been some rumors as to what it might also be.
What's that, Sam?
Observer reports, maybe. It big if true. It could happen. Potentially. Not 100%.
Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather 2.
Why?
Because I'm
Hang on, is that your attempt at humor?
Yes.
Okay, get better. No, instead of Brock Reigns, we would get Cena Reigns. Don't tell me you wouldn't prefer that.
I would prefer that, yes. And I'd rather have Brock face off against somebody else. Maybe do Braun versus Brock at Mania. Save that for Mania, because Braun is like the greatest thing ever. Braun could win by trying to do a shooting star press and falling on his head. That sounds familiar. But the point is that, you know, I just don't want to see the same main event again. I just don't want to see it again.
Well, technically it wouldn't be, because the main event of WrestleMania 31 was Brock versus Reigns versus Rollins.
No.
So it wouldn't be the same match on paper.
But the build with that fucking match was so horrible.
What do you mean you don't enjoy tugs of war over a belt?
It's God, no.
On the go home show.
Please.
Isn't it the greatest build?
No.
If you're doing your suffering is very entertaining for me.
Oh, it's not entertaining. It's terrible. It's one of the worst
Alex
things
King
ever.
Says that he would rather see Kurt Angle versus The Miz rather than Triple H versus Kurt Angle. Go on, Andy. Tell me how The Miz sucks and isn't any good.
No. He's vastly improved.
Yeah?
I've said this before!
Yeah, but you flip-flop all the time, so
I
it's
don't
never...
flip-flop, for God's sake! Don't edit clips where I've flip-flopped before!
I can't be fucked, it's too hot.
Perfect. God bless this weird heat wave.
Miz vs. Angle will be a good match.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Shame we're not gonna get it.
Yep.
Shame we're gonna get something we don't like, and then we'll complain, and then continue to watch anyway.
Should we just
give
up?
It's almost as if that's routine. Give up with what?
Wrestling.
Then who would do the show?
We would do the show, it would be the Supla. Weekly. Talk about. Cheese.
Bullet Club versus The Shield says, what are your thoughts on Paige saying she's about ready to come back? Are you guys as shocked as I am? I'm surprised she even wants to be in the company anymore. But will she be a prominent star again, or will WWE treat her like a jobber? She's never coming back.
No. And even if she did,
she's not coming
to,
back.
She would have to eat crow for a fucking long time.
The only way I can see her wrestling again is with a different company. There's no way. There's too many things that have happened. There's too many bouts of bad blood between them. It's not happening. And will I miss her? Not really. There's plenty of better women there who can replace her easily. Was she a trailblazer at the time of her debut? Potentially, yes. Her and AJ Lee did put a tent pole up for the failing women's division before the horsewomen even formed.
Yes.
But there's been too much drama too quickly. Unless she reforms her character and becomes a good Christian girl, I doubt it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think as well, I can't, on the other hand, I can't see WWE releasing her just in case she goes to TNA, because
it wouldn't be a release, it would be a, An amicable parting of ways, a la Simon Gotch.
The Money in the Bank was last Sunday, and oh God, was it not that good. So, in the pre-show, the Hype Bros, Sam's favourite tag team, of Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley, defeated the Colons, Primo Colon and Epico Colon. So one is a prime colon, and the other one is an epic colon. They won with the Rough Rider move that they do. Because Sam, you love hype, and you always say hype and get hype, and what a hyperactive match this was.
If by that you mean my disinterest is hyperactive, then yes, it was very hyperactive.
See, you know, your disinterest doesn't get hype, it stays hype. So you are hype. You are hype.
Your never-changing jokes don't get hype, they stay hype.
You ain't hype. So yeah, this was okay. It is what it is.
It was a nothing match, and I don't care for it in the slightest.
Yeah, so the ending of the match had James Ellsworth climbing up the ladder, catching the briefcase, which everybody in the crowd thought he had won because they were cheering. He just drops it to Carmella, and she is was at the time the first ever woman's Money in the Bank winner. Woo! In controversy.
Ms. Money in the Bank.
Miss Money in the Bank.
Could have just said Ms. Money in the Bank. That was the official name they bad about.
Or Mrs. Money in the Bank. Because why would it be Miss? There is conflicting opinions on whether this ending was good or bad. I'm now leaning towards bad. Because...
It was fine.
Okay, you might want to explain why first, because I think you're in the minority here.
Explain why you thought it was wrong, and I'll prove you wrong.
Oh, for God's sake, no, this isn't like fucking a tug of war. You say your thing first, then I say my thing.
It's exactly like a tug of war, but okay.
Fine, so, okay, so, but...
Oh, you have to identify which is your biggest problem here, because there's a lot of supposed problems with this match, and I don't know which one to tackle first, so please offer your opinion.
I think my opinion is the correct one, because having a guy get the briefcase for me kind of suggests that women are not as good as the men on the roster, and the fact is as well is that this is the first ever, never been done before. This is one of those milestone moments, if you like, in women's wrestling, where they actually have their own fucking ladder match, Money in the Bank ladder match, and they actually have their own fucking thing, right? So a bloke gets involved, that kind of ruins it a little bit, and I know that's the point, and it's supposed to get Carmella heat, but at the end of the day, the first ever women's Money in the Bank will always go down in history as James Ellsworth winning, but then dropping it to Carmella and then ruining the whole damn thing. Had they done that spot in a different match, say, I don't know, maybe somebody called Jinder Mahal, who was rising in the ranks, and you had the Singh brothers do the same thing and throw it down to Jinder, that would have been fine. But because this is the first fucking women's match in a Money in the Bank scenario, it's kind of tainted it for me a little bit, where it's just like, seriously? Are you serious? It's James fucking Ellsworth.
That's the point.
No! God, you're an idiot! Why? I knew you'd do that. I knew you'd be like, look, it's Sarah Heat. No. No, no. It just makes her look incapable. It just makes her look completely incapable, and the rest of the women look incapable of winning a fucking ladder match. Or climbing a ladder, for that matter. Way to go, equality. Because fucking Serena Williams needs a fucking bloke to help her get aces. And fucking Ronda Rousey, well, that's not quite relevant anymore, but Ronda Rousey needs somebody to help fucking beat half the fucking people that she beat. Of course, yes. That's it. Like, goddamn. Like, what the fuck? It's a woman's...
If Ellsworth was a woman, you wouldn't be complaining.
No, but that's my point. It's a blow. That's the fucking point. Oh, God, how the fuck is the guy who loves Tumblr so much to freaking out about this? Like, what? No, God, it defeats the fucking point. And then okay. Right. Wait. The other bit is that people may have bought this pay-per-view, or at least paid for the network, for the basis that they were going to see something that was historical. Not a fuck finish. Not a weird, shitty finish. So now they're just going to put it live on SmackDown anyway for free. Why the fuck would you pay for that? Why should anyone have paid for that if you didn't even get a decent finish?
You're being worked.
Oh, fuck off.
I mean, you are.
I mean, I'm not.
Carmella's a heel.
Yes.
Heel assistance at ringside.
Yeah, but not climb the goddamn thing and then go, here you go. Like fucking sprinkling the fucking Money in the Bank briefcase. It was a good catch, by the way. Perfect catch. But like, it's just stupid. Just dumb. And it kind of just ruins... I think the Money in the Bank match has now been ruined for women because of this, sort of. Because it's just like, well... Oh, stop giggling. I can't actually see you, but I'm guessing you have like a Cheshire grin style fucking smile on your face. It's not good. I mean, had James Ellsworth got involved as well, like, that's fine. But then you should have had Carmella Clive and still get it anyway, somehow. I don't know. Just stupid.
You really are just missing the point. It's almost comical how you're just not seeing it when you've repeatedly stated it and it's right in front of your fucking eyes, dude.
Okay, what's that then?
Carmella's a heel, yes?
Yes, but that's not the point.
That is exactly the point. It gets her heat. It doesn't make any of them look incapable. It's just a thing that happened to get the heel heat, and it worked. You're mad. You're angry. That's what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to make you react this way. And yet you're like, no, they're doing it wrong. You complain about heels not having any genuine heat anymore. And yet when they decide to do something that gets them genuine heat, you're like, no, they're doing it wrong. I'm always right.
Yeah, but the whole fucking point of this match was it's supposed to empower women.
Yes, exactly!
Well, why the fuck do you get a man to climb the fucking
ladder? To get her heat! You're missing the point! Why do you not understand this?
I'm not the only fucking person that thinks this. Jerry the King Lawler also thinks this.
Oh yeah, that great feminist, Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, for God's sake. I know it's ironic. Well, that's what I mean! Even coming from him, the guy who used to shout out tits, basically. Oh, boobies! Puppies! Coming from that fucking guy saying, maybe you shouldn't have done that. That fucking speaks fucking volumes!
I'm clearly talking to a brick wall here, so I think
no,
we might
you're
as well
not talking to a fucking no, you're not talking to a wall. It was fucking stupid.
It
the
wasn't.
End.
No, all the right, end.
Comment below. It was great. You say great. If it's shit, you say shit and explain why I'm a fucking idiot or Sam's an idiot. There you go. Happy now. God damn it.
It's not as if Carmella's been using Ellsworth to help her win for a while now, and this is just another normal thing to happen for her.
Yeah, but no. I mean, this should have been the one where like almost. Ellsworth should have been thrown out, going, no, you're not getting involved. No, actually, here's what they should have done. They should have gone to that spot, gone, no, you can't win the match via somebody else getting it for you, you fucking idiot. But then you have Carmella, like, twat everyone in the head in the briefcase. They put the thing back up. She just climbs up and gets it, goes, lol, and then done. There you go. There's your finish. It makes Carmella look fucking heelish as fuck. And it didn't make fucking women look weak as fuck. There you go, done. But no, they've gone with a man climbs the damn thing, has to fucking physically give it to her.
Hey.
And that's that.
Hey.
What a shit
hey,
finish.
Hey. Calm down, what? Tumblr.
Anywho, the New Day.
What's next, Tumblr?
Oh, that's fucking rich coming from
yeah, no, yeah,
you.
No, tell me. Tell
oh,
me what's next.
Go. That's fucking rich. Anyway,
Mr. Social Justice Warrior, tell me what's next, you keyboard warrior. You white knight. What's happening?
Come back to Lincoln, I'll say it to your face. So
you have to look up quite high, but yeah, I'm sure you will.
Okay, I'll look up then. Small jokes, the height of fucking...
The height?
Comebacks.
The
get
height
it?
Of comebacks.
Ha ha, the height! Get it! It's a fucking joke! So anyway, the New Day, Big E and Kofi Kingston with Xavier Woods defeat.
Did you say
the
Vicky
East.
And Kofi Kingston?
Oh, you know what? Fuck off! Big E, I said! I'll be your fucking goddamn ears! Biggie and Kofi Kingston with Xavier Woods defeated the Usos of Jay and Jimmy Uso by a countout because the Usos were like, LOL, fuck this, we're off.
This was a good match until the end.
Yeah.
They botched it, like, quite badly towards the end, and then a countout finish, like, really? It wouldn't have killed you to have the Usos win. And I said this on the pre-show, New Day don't need this. They don't need to be the first Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Champions because, hey, that accolade means fuck all when one belt is new and the other one isn't even, like, 20 years old at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It just... Again, another fuck finish. Like, God... Like, I don't mind it.
It wasn't a fuck finish. It was just a disappointing finish.
Okay. Probably a better word, but I don't mind if they won, like, Healy or something, like, someone grabbed the tights or something like that, or they used Francine or Francesca, whatever the hell the trombone's called now. So, but this is just another match where just something stupid happens. It's just like, great, I'm paying $9.99 for this crap. It's superb. Anyway, so Naomi defeated Lana by submission. Lana looked alright.
Yeah, she did. In many different ways.
I feel like the crowd was kind of dead.
Oh, yeah. Like, the crowd wasn't the best crowd. It wasn't the SmackDown crowd that she had when she debuted, let's say that much.
No.
But in the match, Lana looked pretty damn impressive. For someone who had no expectations, at the very least.
Yeah, I mean... It was alright. It wasn't the worst thing in the world. It wasn't the greatest thing in the world. It was kind of there. Which is a bit like this pay-per-view. God, do we have to talk about this next one?
I mean, yeah, we do.
Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, okay.
With the Singh brothers defeated Randy Orton in a 20-minute match that could have been 5. And would have accomplished the same bloody thing.
Like, we were there. We were watching this together in the same room, and you know how frustrating it was to just sit there, be bored out of your mind.
It was so bad. Then
they spend 5 minutes ejecting the Sings, and then they eventually slowly decide to fuck with Cowboy Bob, who was at ringside along with a couple of other legends, as we predicted. Like, Carmine really liked this match.
Well, he needs to be here to defend it, because you can't defend this. Because it was literally the same match.
I wouldn't argue it was the same match. I would say it's the same finish.
Okay, yeah, basically, it was the same finish. But even, like, the fucking Singh guys took that weird... They took a move on a table, so that's the same. They took, like, the RKO, but not in front of them, but running from behind. They took that, so they took a move onto or through a table. The weird finish at the end. Maybe it's because it is Randy Orton, and he's not really known for being the most flashy guy in the world, because dive. But, like, it was just boring, and it went on for 20 minutes.
I mean, there's a part in the match, which you mentioned Ric Flair was at ringside.
Yes.
There was a part in the match where I believe Jinder applied for figure four to Randy Orton. And they cut to Ric Flair, and he looked like this.
What face are you doing? I can't see.
The Ric Flair face, which is not giving a fuck. He didn't care. He just sat there like, oh, they're doing this.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have never felt more bored during a match this year, and that's probably due to the fatigue of the evening setting in at this precise time, or the heat wave, or something like that, but
yeah,
maybe it was just a bad match.
It was mainly because...
Maybe it was uncreative, uninspired, and had the same cookie-cutter bullshit that we expected from it, and it's just a waste of my time.
Here's the other thing that proves to me that this isn't working, and it's a horrible idea. The WWE Championship match is sort of in the middle of the show, and on top of that, Breezango has more importance right now than the WWE Championship, because that was the next match against the Ascension, of all people.
I would say anything if I care. Which isn't to say I don't care about Breezango, which I do.
But it's the fact that the WWE title match was, like, in the middle of the show. Really. Like, maybe up a mid-card at the very, very, very most. So...
But then again, if I had to pick between the Men's Money in the Bank and Randy Jinder 2 main eventing, I think we have a clear winner as to who would be a better ending to a pay-per-view.
Yeah, but at least put that in, like, the co-main event or something.
Yeah, but then there's the argument that, you know, the crowd needs a quote-unquote urination break or whatever the fuck.
Well, that is your urination break!
No, they have to see Randy Jinder 2 with the same spots repeated.
I guarantee you...
They have to see it.
During those 20 minutes, people went for a piss. Because they were just like, Jinder's obviously winning. I can't be arsed.
My mind went for a piss, if that's what you mean.
This is boring as fuck. That's what I would have done. I would have gone for a piss at this point and then gone, wait, you're doing Breezango and Ascension? Oh, for God's sake. For God, like, it's just... I know it's only a 3 minute or nearly 4 minute match, but still, like, why is this still happening, sir?
I really think the only reason as to why they put the title match before Money in the Bank was to put the title match before Money in the Bank so you didn't have two cash-in teasers, because they already did, we forgot to mention, they did that in the women's match. It was definitely before the match ended. Carmella came out with a briefcase being like, hurdy-durr, gonna cash in. And then she did.
I feel like she should have cashed it in.
Okay, there is a negative with the Carmella thing, which isn't, oh, a man won the match, which he didn't. There is an actual negative here that actually has meat to it. If she cashed in, we wouldn't have had to rebook it.
And the other thing is if she cashed in and Shane and Daniel were just not happy about how the match went down...
But then again, they probably... Okay, say she cashes in and she wins. She has the belt. They strip her of it. And then they do a multi-person match for the belt anyway. So I'm like, I'd rather have two Money in the Bank matches in a week than a boring just title match, you know? At least with Money in the Bank, it's an exciting match concept that we don't see often anymore.
I don't know, it's just
stupid. I think Carmella was the right winner as well. Out of all of them. We didn't actually mention any of that. Like, out of all of them, I was pulling for Carmella to start with, and her character fits it the most. Other than maybe Becky, but she loses all the time anyway, so...
Yeah. Just thank God it wasn't on Charlotte Flair, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, the woman who didn't need it, because she's essentially the John Cena of the women's division, in that she can show up and easily get herself a match if she wanted.
Yeah.
Her Flair in the Bank briefcase is always with her.
The other thing to mention, though, is that with the Randy Orton Jinder Mahal match, and this is breaking news, by the way. Breaking news! Editing! According to SportsKeeda.com, which have been alright predicting things recently for some reason, WWE are planning a Punjabi prison match for the next meeting between Jinder Mahal and Randy Orton. Yippee! Which will take place at the WWE Battleground pay-per-view. This will be the third ever Punjabi prison match. Those of you who don't know, the match consists of two bamboo cages. The first being a 16 feet tall inner cage with an outer cage that's 20 feet tall surrounding the first. The inner cage has four sides, while the other one consists of eight. The match is won when one of the competitors escapes both cages and then lead the bloody D escape. It was shit then. It'll be shit now. What a waste of time. What an awful idea this is.
I like the match idea.
God damn it. Why do you like all the things I hate?
Because it makes for entertainment.
Wait, no. Can't you just agree on something for once?
Gender shit.
There we go.
No, this match is fine. The matches that take place inside of them weren't great because the first one was like, what was it? The Undertaker and Big Show?
Yeah, that was because...
Some elevated liver enzymes, quote unquote.
Liver enzymes,
right?
Quote unquote.
So Carly picked Big Show, the ECW champion at the time, who was fat as fuck, to replace Carly. And lo and behold, Old Zombie and Fat ECW era Big Show in a match involving climbing several times wasn't great.
But
and then a match with the Great Khali and Batista, which involved the Great Khali climbing slowly and slowly. And if you tell me that ending spot of the match wasn't the best part, go fuck yourself.
The problem is
the matches are boring. The stipulation is fine. I don't get why people. I get that it's cool to hate it because the Punjabi prison. No, you're a loser if you like that. It's like fuck off. The matches were bad. The stipulation is fine. Nothing wrong with that.
The stipulation isn't fine. It's just a stupid match.
Why though? You haven't explained why.
Because it looks stupid. It is stupid.
No. No, there's aren't reasons.
It's like Kennel in a Cell minus the dog shitting everywhere and stuff. Like, it's just crap.
It's not, though. It's actually
like
different.
It's like Russo-rific bollocks.
Brick wall, huh?
Huh?
Brick wall, huh? You doing your best impression of a brick wall again? Doesn't get tiring, at the very least. Please carry on.
Anyway, so that might happen at Battleground. That's a rumor. We don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, if enough people say, no, this is stupid, they might change their mind. So, speaking of the right decision, Baron Corbin defeated AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura. I was going to do the Nakamura thing, but
don't.
I don't know. Dolph Ziggler, Sami Zayn, and Kevin Owens to win the Money in the Bank. So he can now call himself Mr. Money Bank. Money Bank? Yeah,
Mr. Money Bank. Bank. Yeah,
yeah,
brilliant.
Or the Lone Wolf of Wall Street. Wall Street. Fuck it!
I'm glad Liam came up with that nickname.
No, I came up with the name! That was me!
Okay. Whatever makes you sleep at night, buddy. Whatever eases your massive ego.
I do not have
a massive
ego.
It's fine. Corbin was the best choice.
Yes.
It suits his character the best. He should be World Heavyweight Champion. What else is there to say? It was a really, really good match. Very thoroughly entertaining. One of the best Money in the Banks I've seen this past couple years. Yeah, I had no problems with this.
Yeah, the match was great. I mean, it helps when you have, like, AJ, Nakamura, Ziggler, Zayn, and Owens who can bump like a crazy fucking person.
Yeah, a match with good people in it means it'll be a good match, more or less.
AJ's bump where he's, like, hanging on. He's like, fuck this, I'll fall on my face! I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, he thought he was back in TNA with the Ultimate X.
Yeah, I thought that's what he was going to do with the briefcase.
That would have been cool, but...
like, hang upside down and try and undo it, but... Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was a good choice and all that, and I can't really complain. But since we've kind of ran over into overtime with this show, overall, what do you think about this pay-per-view? Good, bad, kind of there, who gives a shit?
Solid, aside from the tag match ending and the entirety of Randy Jinder 2. There's no reason to be angry about the Women's Money in the Bank thing other than maybe confusing booking decisions, but there's no need to rile up your Tumblr wagons, okay? It's fine.
Wow.
It made sense.
Mr. Tumblr over here is just like...
Tumblr.
So, basically...
How many times do you want to say that word in a week, fuckface? Who won that match?
What match?
The Women's Money in the Bank. Who won it?
Carmella.
Okay. Who was in possession of the briefcase?
James Ellsworth.
No. Carmella won it. Carmella wins the match. Carmella is in possession of the briefcase.
Actually, no. Using that logic, James Ellsworth is actually Mr. Money in the Bank.
He wasn't in the match.
But he reached the briefcase.
He wasn't in the match.
So what happens then?
By that logic... fucking Caitlyn can roll in, even have not even been employed, and just grab it and she's the winner, yeah? Is that how it works, Andy? No, because she's not in the match. Ellsworth was not in the match. He's a heel manager helping the woman to win, and she won. Not him. It's not a problem. Heels cheat to win? Ooh.
Anyway,
give me a break.
I think this event was kind of just, you know, there. Besides, the Money in the Bank match was good, but, like, the pre-show match, the Carmella thing pissed me off in the end. The New Day match, the ending was just, no one gave a fuck about the Naomi Lana match in the crowd, so for me that kind of ruined it. The Jinder Mahal Randy Orton match was one of the worst things I've seen this year, and
you say that a lot. You say that at least once every month with you. Like
Breezango and the Ascension match was just a nothing match. So
yeah, we didn't even talk about it. It was just pointless.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. There's only one match on this card that for me cemented it as good, and that's not, you know. So it's a shame because Money in the Bank normally is all right, but
and it was all right. It wasn't awful.
No, it was just kind of there.
At least both of the ladder matches were good.
Up to a point, yes.
Exactly. It's a pay-per-view built around those matches. The matches were good, so I'd say the pay-per-view overall is solid, other than maybe two exceptions. One and a half exceptions.
To a point where that match was poorly ended. Anyway, so yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I don't really... Punjabi present match. Anyway,
I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking to Great Balls of Fire.
The only person.
I'm also looking forward to every crap a booking decision they're supposedly making. Because it annoys you, and your annoyance fuels me. Drives me.
I have been Andy Quad.
Why aren't you doing any of the plugs?
Because I forgot. So, we also have other things, such as our website, supla.com, where I think an article should be there that I wrote, Tam.
Yes. It will
Hooray!
Be. By the time this is up, you will be able to read Andy Kwon in Kwon's Corner, finally, saying how the brand split has and has not worked.
Yes, because in some ways it has, and in some ways it hasn't. But there's a twist. So, that's a thing. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and do that thing you do on Instagram, just by putting in the Supla, and we'll come up. We also have a gaming channel, because if you hate wrestling...
like Andy.
You can, which most people do at the moment. You can view us play games such as Grand Theft Auto, Journey, Pumped BMX, which I've edited. I did my first editing job. Isn't that nice? So please be kind and don't say shit. What else is there?
Patreon.
Yes, we have a Patreon. You can get exclusive content like me and Liam, and the latest one would be Janie, me, Liam, and Sam reacting to the first ever TNA Impact episode that aired on Fox Sports Net in 2004.
Yes, July 2004.
So if you donate $5, which I don't know how many pounds that is, because what am I, a fucking walking, talking exchange rate? I don't know. But if you pay that amount of money, you can get to see that. Because it's exclusive to Patreon people. And we'll use that money to buy new equipment and shit. Because we're poor. Very poor. I'm running out of money. So, yeah. I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Am I right? Superb! So, I have been Andy Guam.
I'm melting. Kill me.
Please send rain. Oh, great rain god. It's too hot. I can't cope. Goodbye.